From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama is hosting a two-day summit for the leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations starting today. Heads of state from 10 ASEAN countries, including Vietnam, Malaysia, Thailand, Singapore, Cambodia, and others, will join President Obama at an estate in Southern California. And this is the first time the group has gathered for a standalone summit in the U.S. On the agenda are sessions dedicated to economic and security issues. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more on the U.S.-Asia-Pacific bond.
Filed this summit under President Obama's ongoing pivot to Asia. And Southeast Asia offers some particular opportunities and challenges. Christian Lewis covers the region for Eurasia Group.
I have a lot of young people who are moving into working age population. This obviously bodes very well for their economic potential over the next 10, 20, 30 years. Compare with Japan or Korea, where you have aging populations.
Already, economic ties between U.S. and ASEAN countries are deep and growing. Collectively, they're America's fourth largest trading partner. Four ASEAN countries are part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a pending trade agreement.
But part of the issue is there's also growing economic inequality, which is fostering some political discontent.
Jim Schoaf with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says political development in the region hasn't kept up with economic development.
I think the United States thinks there's an opportunity to contribute here and preserve stability and foster even more growth down the line.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.